Ready for some real wedding talk? Welcome to the Isle Podcast, run by the ladies of BTS Event Management, a luxury wedding planning and design company. We vow to be true and uncut, so you'll get all the expert knowledge on all the crazy topics that you might walk into while planning your big day. We work with some of the who's who for their weddings. Professional athletes, top influencers, celebrities, and politicians all come to us for their wedding planning and design. And we're here to share all the nitty-gritty details with you. So grab your mom, your best friend, or your groom-to-be, and let us walk with you down the aisle for this crazy wedding planning journey. All right, this is going to be a real, raw, uncut interview given by Kelly from the BTS team to me. I have a feeling she's going to throw me for a loop every now and again, but we're here for it and we're ready. So, Kelly, go ahead.
We are so excited. You never know what's going to come up. I mean, I know a lot of people have so many questions and just really want to understand and know how your brain works. Keeps me up at night. Okay, let's kind of start talking about, I have a few questions that have to do with kind of like our day-to-day and like wedding planning. So it's really no secret you are a master of design. I think that's really what attracts most people to BTS and makes our wedding stand out. So what sparks your creativity, Trista, and makes you feel most creative?
A lot of my creativity actually comes from the couple and like understanding them and getting to know them and really kind of taking the things that they love and who they are as people and turning it into wedding. So for instance, like favorite food, okay, let's make that late night snack or let's bring that into the rehearsal dinner or something along those lines and then make it creative. You know, like how do we make that something that's statement making, jaw dropping, and something that all of their family and friends are like, oh my God, this is so cool. I should have done that. So that's where it comes from, really. It's our couples.
Oh my gosh. And it's great because like we never copy and paste weddings. Like everything, right. We're always reinventing the wheel. And it's so great to see, you know, not the standard, you know, copy paste wedding.
Yes, exactly.
With how busy we always are, you know, we have so many weddings a year. We're traveling for weddings, we're doing tours, all that fun stuff. How do you balance having a personal life while running this business at such a fast pace?
I suck at it. And it's actually one of the biggest things that I have put 100% of my energy and focus into trying to figure out this year. Because it's really, really hard, you know, like it doesn't turn off. This job never, ever turns off. And especially as being the owner, it never, ever, ever turns off. But then I have three beautiful kids at home and two kids that are CJs that I love and dear and, you know, cherish so much. So it's like how? What I've been doing this year to try to help it is Mondays are work from home days. So I'll always say I have no childcare on Mondays. If I needed it, absolutely, I could have it, but I really try to stick to that. So I at least have that extra day. So it gives me like, for the most part, a Sunday, Monday weekend, which we never really had before. So that's the one thing. And then the next thing is I go in the office an hour earlier than what our office hours are. And I leave an hour earlier in order to make sure that I'm home in time for homework and cooking dinner and all that kind of stuff. And then if once all of that like family time stuff is settled and if I still have energy left, I will circle back around to work, but I at least dedicate that block of time when they're out of school and before they go to bed to making sure that I'm present and being the mom that I should be. So that's been working. I mean, it's been good. A couple of things have kind of fallen to the wayside. For instance, like the podcast, I haven't done episodes for a few weeks. And at the end of the day, that's okay. You know, it's okay if I skip a couple of podcast episodes in exchange for making sure that I'm present at home, you know, most of the time during the week. So it's a balance. And of course, no matter what you're focused on, you're going to give something up in another realm, but you just have to learn to be okay with that.
Yeah, that's great. That's really great insight. What gets you up in the morning? What would you say is like your biggest motivator?
Money. Yeah. I'm just kidding. No, but it is. It really is. It's like, it's in the morning I go through, you know, some really good Just kind of like meditations in a sense, to where I'm just visualizing the day. And first and foremost, it's making sure all the kiddos are in their appropriate places. And then I have a morning routine just to get ready. Even if I'm in sweats for the day, I make sure I have my hair done and my makeup done, and I feel like I'm ready for the day. And then all the way to dropping my son off at school and then driving in, I'm just kind of really visualizing how the day is going to go, making sure that it's smooth, what kind of things I can improve on. How do I be, you know, how do I provide better service to my team? How do I provide better service to my brides? And how do I do things that attract the ideal clientele that we want and bring in a great amount of money for everybody? So that's really honestly how my morning goes. And that's what motivates me the most, is just the kids and success, really.
Yeah, that's a great, it's a great way to kind of visualize how you're planning your day on your way, like as you're getting up and going through your motions. I think that really sets your day up for success.
Yeah.
So that's a great, you know, morning routine. How do you wind down after a long day? Like, what is your go-to self-care routine?
Winding down at the end of the day is definitely cooking dinner, having dinner at the table with everyone that is present at the house. It's a really chaotic time of the day, but it's actually really relaxing for me because I know that the day is like going, it's on the downward. And then it's really, gosh, there's a few things that I do. So it will be things like maybe reading. My goal is always 10 pages a day. So maybe reading kind of winds me down, scrolling on TikTok. I kind of get lost in like these little conspiracy theory rabbit holes, which weirdly enough is like overstimulating in my mind, but yet like really relaxing at the same time. Cause I'm like, wow, what about this or what about that? And then me and CJ always do like a lot of night talks. Like, so whether it's talking about like, if we're going to do like maybe another investment property, or if we're going to do some kind of family trip, or what does this look like with his oldest in college and mine going to college, and just like future plans, reflections on the day. Those are kind of big things at the end of the night. And then it's really just nighttime.
Yeah.
Just crash out.
So you got your family time, you've got your personal time, and then you've got your time with your partner. And that's so important when we're going through so many emotions and talking to so many people, is like kind of having those times to be present with each important person.
Absolutely.
Okay. What is your favorite drink of choice?
A favorite drink of choice. If we're doing coffee, it is medium iced white chocolate mocha, non-fat milk. If we're doing wine, a Pinot Noir. I love the Meiomi line of it. It's great price. It goes down smooth, and then it has a screw top. So in case I don't have a wine opener, it's easy. And then a regular drink is just tequila, something with tequila, fresh lime juice. I don't like anything super sweet. And those are my go-tos depending on what mood I'm in.
You forgot one huge big one that you always order everywhere you go.
Oh, Coke.
Yep. Ice Coke.
and water actually, and water. Everywhere okay, I go, like I have a water and a Coke every time. Just I can't have a meal without it. But the weird thing is like I'll never finish one, like I'll never finish one, but I just need that like that punch, that little like CRB bubbly punch. Yes.
I don't know what it is with women. I feel like I always have like 5 drinks on hand at one time, and they'll all be like half drinking. And my husband always is like making fun of me, but I've found more people do the same thing.
Yeah. You need like all the different, all the different things. They all serve a different purpose.
What's your go-to airplane snack?
Oh, okay. So when I go, I'll always get some kind of like protein bar or granola bar. Mm-hmm. I almost never eat them. They're all at the bottom of my purse at any given time. I can pull out a bar. I don't know why I do them. Mushed as hell. And then I always get fruit snacks. And then I always get some kind of like chip, usually like pretzels or like a trail mix or something. So it's like something kind of like gummy, chewy, and then like something savory, and then randomly a bar that never gets eaten. I do it because I always think, what if I'm hours away from my next meal?
Yeah.
And then that way I don't have to be a bear and I can actually have like a snack, because they have come in handy sometimes, but like for the most part, I never use them.
in a pinch.
Yeah.
What's your favorite airport?
Favorite airport? You want to know what my favorite airport is? Is the Burbank airport, because it's super small and there's
Really?
fucking nothing, and the rental car place is right there, and you can get in and you can get out, and nobody bothers you, and nothing's ever delayed. It's just a smooth flowing experience. But it's such a blah airport, and it's like the smallest, tiniest one. It's like the Tucson airport. Like, there's nothing to it, but the convenience level is like on 10.
Convenience is everything when you're traveling.
Yes.
Speaking of, what has been the longest time you've been stuck in an airport?
I never really have. I have incredible travel luck. Like,
Really?
incredible. It's I just everything works out. I
That
rarely get delayed. I oftentimes get upgraded. I don't really have issues. I kind of just flow through, no matter how late I am or how crazy the day is. It's like I maybe it's the visualization. I go in, I'm like,
That's incredible.
I'm not gonna be bothered with this.
Okay,
Yeah, it's pretty lucky
well,
for sure.
since you're such a master traveler, what's like your top travel hack? Like, have to have this, have to do this. Like, what's your hack strategy?
Warm socks.
Yes.
I'm always cold. And then my computer being charged. I don't rely on like there being a charger, because 50% of the time there is, 50% of the time there's
Okay,
not.
sure.
But if I have my computer, regardless if I have Wi-Fi or not, I keep myself occupied. So if I have Wi-Fi, I'll tackle work. If I don't, I have been talking about this for a few months now, and actually haven't worked on it in a while, but I really want to do an online training course for wedding planning. And I have pages and pages and pages of this written. I don't think I'm close to being done, but I'm kind of close to being done, in a sense, in a weird way. But I'll just write and write and write and write and write on the course. But the reason why I say I'm close to being done, but I'm not, is because every time I'm working on it, I'll add like 17 more topics that I'm like, oh, well, you couldn't have done this without that. And because it's so intricate, you know. So as long as I have my computer charged and I have warm socks,
You're
I
golden.
could, yeah, I there's nothing that will bother me. That's
You'd
all I
be on a
need.
flight forever.
Yes.
For how much you travel, Trista,
Yes,
do
I
you
know.
have TSA pre-check?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm a complete
Makes
idiot. I don't have
you
Clear, and I don't have TSA PreCheck, and but I do have priority on American Airlines. But if I'm not on American, then I'm screwed, and I'm a peasant, and I'm in the back of the line. But if I'm on American, then I just go straight through priority, and I feel like it works really well. I do need to get TSA PreCheck though, because it's very embarrassing.
So
I know better.
do you get to the airport early? Are you like, I have to be there early just in case, or are you kind of chancing
No, I chance it every time.
it?
It gives me so much anxiety to get to the airport early. So
Yeah,
I'm a
I
huge
hear
advocate for the more time you give yourself, the more shit will happen. Like,
Yeah.
if you just give yourself the right amount of time to get through, get your snacks, and get on the plane, you're good. If you get there early, all of a sudden, someone's going to be checking your bag, and then there's some weirdo in over here, or something happens there, or they change your gate. It's the weirdest thing. Or else just sitting there, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what if I miss something? What if I did they change? Did they call me? What happened? Did this? And then my mind's just going crazy. I don't do well with idle time. So definitely get there right in the nick of time.
Okay, I'm gonna do you a favor and apply for TSA
Yes,
check
we're going
for
to make a
you.
field trip. I'm going to do a field trip to the airport.
Window, middle, or aisle seat?
Aisle.
Yeah.
Window gives
Especially
me anxiety because I never know, like, do the people want the window open or closed?
Yeah.
Am I irritating them? Is it too much light? Do I need to close it? Did somebody want to
Yeah.
take a picture? I don't, it's just like the pressure is on.
Yeah.
Aisle, I'm like, I don't have any responsibilities. I don't mind getting up. If people need to go to the bathroom, that's fine. People always go, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm sorry for what? What exactly are you sorry for? Because I am more than happy to get out of my seat to get you to
Touch my
wherever you
leg.
need to get to.
What's your favorite place to go to dinner in Arizona?
So there's this little Mexican restaurant called Asias La Vida. It's in Central Phoenix. I don't think anybody's really ever heard of it. It's in a house, like a pink house, and it's so good. It's authentic Mexican food, but kind of like upscale in a sense. Very, very good service and the best micheladas you'll ever have in your life.
Should we go right now?
Yeah, actually.
What's been your favorite place to travel to?
Okay, so Tulum, even though it's scary as hell, and I'll literally tell everybody, oh, be so careful. But then something weird about it, I'm like, I want to go back. I want to go back. Oh, you almost died. Oh, I want to go back. So I really like that. And then
What about for not for work? What's been your favorite place to travel for not work, just for fun?
let's see. Just for fun, I think that my travel just for fun is so basic. Like it's like, where have I gone for fun?
Rocky Point,
Vegas,
like eight
California,
times.
Rocky Point, Cabo. I have gone to Tulum. I've gone to Turks and Caicos. I've gone to Miami. Miami used to be my favorite. That used to be hands down where I would say, but then it's kind of, I don't know, it's gotten a little different. I would say, Turks and Caicos was cool. I would still say Tulum would probably be New York is cool, but New York never gives me like a relaxation kind of vibe, but it's so interesting being there. But I never feel relaxed. It's very overstimulating.
Yeah, it's so go, go, go.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do with CJ? Just the two of you.
Nothing. A absolute hands down favorite thing to do is nothing. It's really just like when it's quiet. And it's us, and like there's just this time. Both of us are always like on the go nonstop, that it's so great for it to be quiet. Like it's really, really, really peaceful.
Yeah, because you both he travels a lot for work too.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's like very small windows when you have nothing to do.
Yes. And it is amazing.
What is your love language?
Oh, everything. It's all the things. What are they? Touch, gifts, attention.
Words
And
of
acts of words of
affirmation,
affirmation. I love it all. Tell me
quality
I'm
time,
beautiful. Rub my back.
take
Give me gifts.
me somewhere.
Spend time. It's everything. It's exhausting. It's funny too, because me and CJ talk about this. So his is words of affirmation. And he's like, you're exhausting because it's everything. Like it's like every I'm like, I'm just a needy ass fucking girl. That's all.
It is hard to not. It is hard to have more than one, but yeah, because we want it
I
all.
want it all. Yeah.
It depends what kind of mood I'm
Like,
in.
tell me I'm pretty. Give me a hug.
Rub my
Leave a gift
knee.
on the counter. Make me a coffee, and then let's hang out.
So funny because my husband's is acts of service, and I'm like, oh, so you want to unload the dishwasher together? You want me to mop the floors, and that makes
Yeah,
you
that makes
happy?
you happy. Wait, what
It
is
doesn't make
yours? What
sense.
is yours?
Mine's quality time.
Aw,
Whereas,
that's
like,
so
it's the
cute.
number one, but then also I love like gifts, words of,
Yeah,
everything, words of
all of them.
affirmation. But yeah, quality
But the
time for
quality time, that's the winner. I don't have a winner. I really don't. I don't. I like them all.
It's hard not to.
Yeah.
What's your favorite way to spend time with your kids?
I like to do what they like to do. That's what brings them alive. So like with Mia, she's super into fashion. So like I love to talk to her about like what are the new trends, what's going on, what happened at work, what outfits she's putting together. I love her things because it makes her shine. Gabriel loves like all of these little YouTube things and like these games on his PS whatever he plays, and so I love to talk to him like, what are you doing here? Show me this. Like, this is so cool. Soccer is real big for him, so like we have these little soccer nets in the backyard, so those kind of things are big. And then Aria she just loves to be babied. Like that's her thing. She wants to be carried around. She's probably like 80 pounds. She's two, you guys. My daughter is huge, and she just wants to be carried around and told she's a princess. And you know what? Let's do it. Let's just
Color
I
on
it,
the
color
walls.
on the walls. I'll get down there and color with her. It's the last two nights in a row when I've cooked dinner, she's like insisted on being held, and it's like it's so exhausting. But at the same time, it's
You're
like,
like,
what do I have? Like 3 more months that she wants to actually be held. So yeah, we just go with it.
I can't believe it. March is basically over.
Yeah.
So We're already a quarter of the way through this new year. How are you doing on your New Year's goals so far?
Okay, well, I've still not gone to ballet class, so very disappointed
What?
in myself there. Because that was a big thing that I really wanted to do was start doing ballet. It's something I did all through growing up, and I really, really love. I think it's an art form. I think it's so graceful and feminine, and I still haven't done it. That sucks. But I've been really good on focusing on personal life, home life balance, and I've done really good on figuring out how to just chill out myself, like how to not be so like
Yeah,
this, you know, just really being like, you know what, it's fine, like whatever is rolling in, it's fine. And I feel like I've done a good job on it. I relapse every once in a while, but you know, it's fine. I'm only human, but I feel pretty good about where I've been.
good. I think you're doing good. Even the other day when you were like, I'm so fried, I'm like, you need to just go home and close your computer. And
Yeah.
you did. And the next day you're like, I was so
I feel
peaceful.
better.
I'm
I
glad
feel
you
so
did
much better.
that.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
So what's a personal and business goal you have for this year that you're currently working on?
Personal and
Ballet.
business goal. Yeah. So, big thing for BTS is like I really, really want to tap into the California market more and more. We're so blessed and fortunate to already have, you know, a little pinky toe in that pond, but I want to really get into it. And then personal goal, I have been working out a lot more this year. Last year, working out has always been a thing in my life, but last year I just tanked it, and it sucks. I'm just disappointed because now starting back over, it sucks. But what it was it was in the summer. I have breast augmentation and I got them redone this in the summer, and the recovery time was kind of long for working out, and I just never got back on. Like it was such a bummer, but it's okay. I'm working on that. So personal goal, I really want to be the best version of me physically. So that's been the forefront of my mind for personal goals.
It's so hard once you're like, even if you take a couple, like 2 weeks off, like coming
Oh.
back from vacation, I'm like, ugh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but
Like
it's so
starting over
weird.
again.
It's the worst thing to get started, but you feel your best when you do it. Like how, why are our minds wired like that? Like that's so weird. It's
Are.
crazy. Yeah. What's the longest that you've taken off from working out? Like this year, just this year. I think you're so consistent. I feel like you've been
Maybe
really
like
good.
3 or 4 days if I've
Yeah.
gone out of town, I like, even if I am out of town, I have to go for a walk or do something because like
Yeah.
mentally, I just know the consistency thing is hard and it's just part of my morning routine. Like even when we work weddings, Claire always makes fun of me because she's like, you worked out this morning? I'm like, yes, it's part of
Yeah.
my morning routine. Whether I work now or not, like I'm always awake at like 5, 5:30. So like if I don't get up and work out, I'm like, what do I do? You
Yeah.
know? It's part of it. And so even if I don't have a great workout, I still always feel better that I went, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's so good. I know you inspire me so much. I love seeing your posts every morning, even though it's something so simple. It's like, yes,
Yeah.
you're
You're like, oh, you
consistent,
got
you
up. I can
know?
do it. Yeah. It feels good too. And I work out on my own and then I have a trainer twice a week. And she really, I have to give her so much pump because
Yeah.
there's days where she's like, oh boy, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. But then after, she's like, I'm proud of you. Like today, we're doing stuff. And I'm like, Liv, I can't do it. And she's like, yes, you can.
Yes, you
You just
can.
did it. So,
Oh,
yeah.
that's
And
amazing.
she's like almost 9 months pregnant. So I'm like, you know what? If she can get up here and be here this early at 5:30, I can
I can
certainly.
do it too. That's cool.
It's definitely easier and more fun when you have a buddy or someone to go with, I will say,
Yeah,
because
that's true.
it pushes
That's
you more.
true. When I was in my best shape, I had a workout partner. That was the best because it was like it keeps you accountable, you know, throughout it. So I get it.
Well, I'll go with you anytime.
Okay.
Okay, I got some fun ones, kind of unhinged.
Okay.
So, okay, what's a fun fact about you that not many people know?
I'm the biggest emotional baby in the whole entire world. I'm so sensitive. I take everything to the heart. I'm like, any little thing could happen, and I'm like, Oh my God, are you mad at me? Oh my God. But I will never act like it. I'll never. I'll
Yeah,
act
you just
like
internalize
yes, like it to the forefront to the world. I'm like Kourtney Kardashian. Like I'm just monotone, like no emotion. It's fine.
it.
Internally, I'm like
Dying.
God.
He hates
I'm
me.
big emotional baby. Yeah. Big time.
Okay, what keeps you up at night?
Oh God, everything being an
Everything.
emotional
That's a loaded
baby. I'm
question.
like, I wonder what Kelly meant by that. 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh gosh, Mia, I'm really worried about this. 5:30 in the morning. Oh God, I wonder what. It's just my everything in the world keeps me up. But I usually, so honestly, I'll usually kind of knock out pretty easily because I'm usually exhausted by that time. But then something will happen and I'll wake up. Then my
Screw
mind's
up.
going. I'm writing notes in my phone. I'm sending
Start
emails. I'm like,
the
oh,
day.
yeah, exactly.
That makes sense. Guilty pleasure.
Sweets, probably.
Dude,
Like eating donuts until I'm sick.
yes, you love donuts.
Yeah.
I love ice cream, and we got a Ninja Creami, and we made our first ice cream yesterday.
Oh.
I don't know why I was 2 years old when I learned that this was that good. And it's going to be like an everyday thing, I swear.
Yes. That's awesome. Everyone in my family is an ice cream person except for me. I'm like a donut person, and I'll literally like I won't ever eat like a full one, but I'll like cut pieces off of like each kind and I won't stop, and then I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm so sick." Like it's really bad.
Well, thanks for letting me get in the mind of Trista, behind, real
Thank
behind the
you.
scenes.
Thank you very much. Great questions, Kelly. And stay tuned, y'all, for the next podcast.